Seen some people on the text line reaching out, say, how's that neutered dog happening for you with Bear?
It felt like it ripped my nuts off.
You know, I didn't, a couple of things. Trey continued to walk behind him and tried to continue to look at his missing balls.
He's curious.
Nicholas and Trey, anytime it was talked about, they would grab their balls and like feel of like, oh my God.
They're still there.
And Lauren was shook.
With a father talking about it the way you did the last 3 days,
I got home and I had to console her multiple times. I had to get her out of, because what Aww. Really she yeah she's
you tell
scared.
Her you had them in a jar.
I wanted
you going right.
But like, so he had that tube down his throat because he had anesthesia.
Mm-hmm.
So his bark is he don't have a bark. It's
a little raspy.
Like he's a strong barker.
Right.
And so that every time he barks, like she thinks like he's just gonna fall. He's gonna fall dead.
Right, right, right.
And so I had to come in there and listen, it's okay. I had a controller. Here, take your iPad. Just hang in your room a little bit. And every time it, after I consoled her for about 10 minutes, you know, she thought he was really, really in bad shape. I said, just hang out in here because he can't jump up on stuff. He can't run. It's quick walks. He can't.
You got the like, cone on.
We had to ended up having to put it on him because he kept trying to lick, trying to get down to lick to it. But he hadn't had no problems. Well, he had to put it on him, but he looked like a damn flower. Then Lauren saw him in the corner and really thought, like, oh, God, he's
something's wrong.
But my thing is, I guess it's supposed to at some point, like, I don't know, like, tighten up. But it's just, they just left. It's just like they took the balls out.
Like an empty sack.
And left the sack. And that sack is just flowing.
It'll dry up like a raisin.
Yeah, it'll
shrink. Yeah, no, that sack is just flowing behind it. And I am. I'm feeling bad for him. I'm like, damn, well, them suckers are just gone, man.
Sounds like you felt real bad for him.
I did.
Those are just in a biohazard bag somewhere.
Now we'll see if something happens. Yeah, man, that sedative put him on down, boy.
It F's him up.
Yeah, he ain't playing. He ain't playing. So, nah, man, he's good. Got it done. You know, he's good to go, man. And now he can play with the other dogs without fear of him impregnating them. So, good times for him. And hopefully he gets himself calmed down. But
I'm glad you took that from him just so your life be a little cheaper, a little easier.
I'm just saying, yeah.
I mean, you took that joy from him, man.
Yeah.
For selfish reasons.
Well, if he didn't bite all three of our kids, maybe I would have.
There's plenty of puppers out there that need adopting.
Yep. Nah, yeah, he's good to go.
It's like Bob Barker told us. Please get your pet spayed and neutered.
5-hour energy fan text line 713-572-4610. Those are on YouTube and Twitch. I'm serious. Have you noticed a real difference when your dog is neutered? Like, do you see a major difference in the calmness and the aggressiveness? I'm just because I feel like if there is any dog to do it. To kind of push through.
To just not be affected.
To not be affected and push through it and continue to be as aggressive and as wild as he is, it's Bear.
We had one that went through it back in my earlier years.
Went through having their balls cut off?
Yeah, a dog that I lost in a divorce. He's about the only good thing to come from it. But he had him. It dried up like a raisin. He was all good, man.
Yeah, I don't know from experience because I've never had a male dog. But all my like buddies and stuff that have done this, they swear by it. They're like, oh, man, he settled the hell down finally.
Yeah, people say they'll get fat. All right. Yeah, let's see. Yeah.
Low T.
Yeah, maybe. Actually, I'll hit him to the men's clinic. I bet they can get him going.
His testosterone producers are gone.
Get him going. All right, let's do it now. Our Man Eye Institute Players of the Game. We do this each and every week. Clint, lead it off. Who is your player of the game from that victory yesterday?
Man, we talked a lot about it in the last segment, about this guy in the last segment, man. It's Derek Stingley Jr. for me, man. It's to have that guy prove or show, I don't know anything to prove, but show once again that D'Amico Ryans has that in his bag of, hey, if it comes around in a game where we need in a moment or from a game plan perspective, we need Derek Stingley Jr. to eliminate someone from the box score, to eliminate someone that's typically an explosive player, to run all over the field with him, to match up physically with him, to cause problems and disrupt the opponent's best pass catcher on the field. Derek Stingley Jr. has proven multiple times now that he is up to the task, and he is really, really good with it. And in those moments, he's absolutely tremendous, Ron. So for me, the defense was lights out. The only way that the Cowboys were going to have a chance to stay in this game through four quarters was if CeeDee Lamb had a big impact on the game, and Derek Stingley Jr. made sure that didn't happen. And so I got to ride with Derek Stingley Jr. as my man-eye player of the game for the Cowboys-Texans Monday night matchup that turned into a skull dragging by our Texans.
I think he was the best player on the field. Like, just in terms of what you saw, obviously there are some others, and maybe some of those guys will come in to fold on our players of the games, and some of yours, those of you on the text line, those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well. But I think he was the best player in the game. Got a pick, got his hands on multiple other balls. And
you're a Tiger, but now you're a Texan.
And they just could not do anything with him. He was a spectacular performance from him. Tyler, who is your Man-Eye Institute player of the game?
I got to go with that dog. Carry the rock. 5.5 yards a carry, 20 carries, 109 yards, 3 touchdowns. Joe Mixon. I'm going with Joe Mixon.
Joe set the tone.
Them celebrations too, boy. Woo!
He really gets it. The one where his elbow was down.
Oh yeah, this
and
one.
And somebody could have run over there with him and done it with him when he spun the ball and he does his deal or whatever. Somebody could have, like, everybody else knew it. Like John Metchie, that's got to be your Hutchinson. That's got to be your job. You go and celebrate with him as well, so he doesn't look like a fool by himself.